Welcome, everyone, to the Green Living Show, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save you money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's time now to venture through the foggy information and learn what is truly green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And I told everybody in the first hour that Logan's about to be leaving her little gig in Costa Rica at Rainforest Radio and coming back to Dallas for a while. So we're looking forward to that. I'm starting to get a few photographs in. You can see them on the blog on dirtdoctor.com of some really colorful things and some of the wild stuff that she's been involved in. But I am told that we're going to have hundreds and hundreds more photographs for you as soon as we get back together. I had an interesting visit with my friend Bob Webster on his show this morning. He is down in San Antonio. We were talking about wood products, and we were talking about wood last week quite a bit. And he told me something I was glad to hear. This process of treating wood, it's a heating and cooling process, and it's called EcoVantage. You may want to take a look at that. They've got a website. It's a thermally modified premium wood system. He said that the people were interested in talking to me, and I'm certainly interested in talking to them, and hopefully it's something that will really work well in the kind of landscaping projects that we do. It eliminates warping. It doesn't change the look. You can still stain the wood, but it gives it a very long life, and you know, you don't have to deal with the toxic chemicals that are in these other treated wood situations, and it's not as expensive as the manufactured woods like Trex and the others. So we'll be hopefully talking about that quite a bit more. In the meantime, take a look at it. It may be available in your city already. It's called EcoVantage Thermally Modified Premium Wood Systems. I'm pretty fired up about learning more about that. I've got a project coming up at home, as a matter of fact, that will have some wood involved with it, and we were talking about, especially on the fence part of it, the structural members. We were having that debate about what that should be made out of, and the woods that are chemically treated, even though they're not using that horrible CCA anymore that had arsenic in it, chromated copper arsenate, the current treatment for wood still is a chemical treatment, and it doesn't last near as long as this stuff does anyway. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. We had a visitor in the first hour that you can hear the podcast on. We usually get the shows up on the website on dirtdoctor.com within a couple of days. He's got a book that I recommend you look into, and you can hear our interview from the first hour later on dirtdoctor.com. But his book is called Creature Comforts, Wildlife Stories and Solutions. And we talked about some of the toughest pests to control, squirrels and beavers and Canada geese. I was telling him I was playing golf up in Kansas just a week or so ago, and there were literally hundreds, lots of hundreds, maybe even thousands of geese on this golf course, and they're becoming a bigger and bigger problem. It brought down some very famous airplanes, as you know, and that sort of thing. And he had some interesting suggestions about changing the landscaping, and I had never thought about it in the detail he was talking, but I think that he's really on to something. We want to discourage the birds from being around urban areas where they're going to be a problem. Their waste is a huge problem. Their activity, their being around airports is an even bigger problem. So check that book out. It's called Creature Comforts, Wildlife Stories and Solutions, and the author is Joel Thomas. I've had some interest, and by the way, we've got open lines for you if you want to jump in here and talk about anything from organic gardening to green living, whatever in between you'd like to discuss. It's 1-866-444-3478. Had some interesting conversations this week about our poison of the week. We got away from doing pesticides and talked about something that is not only equally as big a problem, I think it's a bigger problem. And it's been interesting because I've had a couple of people contact me and say they didn't like the fact that I'm bad-mouthing GMOs, genetically modified organisms. I'm not only very comfortable in being negative about them, we'll probably rev it up more and more all the time. We know it's a big, big problem, and we know about it because we've been involved in cornmeal to a great extent. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit, especially for those of you that may not know about my involvement with cornmeal and the use of cornmeal as a fungus control. But GMOs are an important part of the of that story. If you don't know what I'm talking about the poison of the week, we choose one. We started off with, I can't even remember what we did as the first one, but we've covered 2,4-D and Roundup and 7. We've covered Diazinon and Durzban, which have been partially taken off the market, but they're all listed in the blog on dirtdoctor.com under the poison of the week. You can connect to them easily by just clicking on the skull and crossbones right on the left-hand side of dirtdoctor.com, and it'll take you there. As I said, the one this week is GMOs, and we've got a lot of links, as we always do, and information and links and data and other websites talking about these things, the scientific detail about why we don't recommend them. And, of course, what we do recommend, the alternatives on the fertilizer side and the pest control side also work better anyway. So that's one of the things that we've really been talking about a lot. I had some friends, new friends, come in from Florida this week, and they came here. It was actually two groups, one group in the landscape contracting business wanting to take their business organic, which we were delighted about, and then the other was a group of people in the development business, 40,000-acre development in the polo field business and all that, and they were very much interested as well. So we're getting more and more involved directly with people around the United States on how to go organic and how to save money with the organic program. One of the big misconceptions is that it costs more and it doesn't work very well. It works great, and it actually saves money. It doesn't cost more money. And the big savings, the big line item is water. We usually, almost always, have proof on projects that have gone organic that we've cut the water bill by 40% to 50%. Well, on a big project, that's a big line item. And in a lot of cases, it's the biggest line item of all. And even for apartment dwellers, the organic fertility and pest control creates a situation where you don't have to water and fertilize as often, and that's just a time savings deal. The plants stay healthier. You don't have insect and disease problems nearly as often. If they do pop up, we have totally organic and non-toxic treatments. And, you know, not having to water nearly as often on interior plants is a good thing. I have people all the time ask me, okay, what is your regimen? What's your schedule on watering interior plants? It's subjective. It depends on the conditions in the plant and the potting soil that you use and what kind of light and what kind of temperatures and all that, just like outside to a great degree. But I tell people that if they're watering once a week, which a lot of people do on interior plants, just start cutting the water back. Go instead of a week, go a week and 2 days before you water, and then go 3 or 4 days longer than that, and eventually get up to, in some cases, watering every couple of weeks to 3 weeks. I've got some interior plants. I don't water more than once a month. And some of them are, you know, real xeric, drought-tolerant kinds of things. For example, I grow aloe vera in the house. I think aloe vera is a terrific houseplant, and it surprises people because it's such a desert-like plant. People think that it needs to be out in full sun And it does great there, no question about it. But it also, in a pot, does very, very well inside. You probably won't get it to flower, which is a benefit outdoors. It has a beautiful flower that's edible. And, of course, the aloe vera is useful if you get burned. Breaking off a leaf or a piece of a leaf and putting that gel on a burn is the best treatment you can use. Severe burns, there may be one better thing, and that's honey. There's been research done in Japan, especially with kids, using honey, slathering it very thickly on severe burns, and not only helping to heal the wounds, but also being quite effective in eliminating scarring. So if you are scratching your head and wanting more information about that, I don't know that we've got it on our website, but it's there. Just look it up, do a web search. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Are you having trouble hearing? Have you had trouble with hearing aids before? How about ringing in your ears? Well, I've got a Dirt Doctor recommendation. It's a friend of mine, Greg Keeney, and his company, Affordable Hearing. They do something that's pretty interesting, I think, and a great value to you. They'll do a free hearing test, and they'll let you take one of their very high-quality hearing aids home and give it a whirl. Give it a try for a week, and there's absolutely no obligation, no charge at all. You'll hear a lot about other hearing aid companies. There's a bunch of them out there, but this is the one I recommend. Especially if you've had trouble with other hearing aids or hearing aid companies in the past. They have locations in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll meet with you for an appointment on Saturday or Sunday if that will help. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and that's available to you 7 days a week. It's not only for setting an appointment, but also answering your questions. It's affordable hearing, 800-521-1592.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we got an open line, so jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. We wanted to pass on something that we did last week on Sunday for those of you on the Saturday show listening around the country. We had an interview on the Sunday show with Joe Bradford, and you can hear it, and I recommend you do. On DirtDoctor.com, we archive all the shows, and you can go in just go to DirtDoctor.com, and right up at the top where it says radio, you click on that, and it takes you to the archived shows. And it was last summer, Dr. Joe Bradford, ex-USDA scientist, and he talked about the research, the organic research that he had done on two major ways, one down in the valley, Texas, the Rio Grande Valley in Edinburgh area, when he was there on growing crops with organic techniques, and he grew cotton and corn and soybeans and a bunch of different things. He just did it on his own, really, but they were very, very interesting studies. I have some photographs of some of the results on the website. And you can see all that. The most interesting part of the story was, though, that all that stuff has not continued. It's not being done anymore. He was very nice about what's going on down there. But the bottom line is that the research looking hard at organics is not going on any longer. Some of the researchers are looking at micronutrients and also at microorganisms and some specific things like that. And he talked about the problems in getting good scientific research from the government agencies and all, and this issue of dealing with one variable at a time and all that. So I think you'd be very interested in the whole conversation there. And the second part of the conversation was about the pecan research that Joe was involved in Hamilton, Texas, and what they did there was to study organic pecan production next to regular chemical production, and also they looked at a lot of different organic systems. And we talked about all those kinds of things and the results, what worked best and what didn't work so well. Again, the big part of that story is that research has been completely shut down, is not being done anymore. And he talked about the reasons why and what he had tried to do. And it looks like, bottom line on both issues, is that some private organization or somebody with some big research money, and a lot of the organic people don't have that, will have to step up and get those kinds of things going again. But the interview is something he and I have been talking about doing for a long time. He was uncomfortable talking about it in that kind of detail for a while, but decided to several months ago, and the show was on last Sunday, so you can, and it will stay there, and you can hear it. I've got another one in that same line of a conversation coming up. We've got a fellow who used to be the head of a A&M research station that was the research station that actually came up with cornmeal. He has agreed, just like Joe Bradford, to do that. It's Joe McFarland. He lives in the Stephenville area. In fact, that's where the research station was that came up with using cornmeal as a fungus control. He's the one that that taught me about it. And, of course, we've spread the word far and yon, but that's where it got started. And we're going to talk about the fact that it's no longer being done down there. And also, if you call A&M today and ask them about cornmeal used as a fungus control, you'll get some very interesting response. It'll primarily be that they don't know what you're talking about. Check it out. Try it yourself. See what kind of response they get. They may say go to Howard Garrett's website or something like that. I hope they would at least do that and not just totally ignore it. But it's pretty funny that sometimes the universities that come up with the kinds of things that we recommend no longer acknowledge that they're there. Cornmeal, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're new to listening to the show, cornmeal is a very, very powerful fungus control. And what Joe and his staff discovered was that it worked on peanut crops to get under control rhizoctonia, which is a fungal disease. And so we started recommending it on brown patch and St. Augustine grass and red tip fittinias and a whole bunch of things that Joe was a little uncomfortable with me doing. But we started getting feedback right away from people saying, wow, this really works. And you just put it out like fertilizer application, and it shuts down all kinds of things from brown patch and St. Augustine grass to being a major part of the sick tree treatment and controlling red tip fittinia disease problems. It's actually killing it out in a lot of the South, and things up to and including oak wilt on red oaks and live oaks. And we've got a lot of information about it on the website if you haven't known about it before, including even controlling toenail fungus. I had no idea how many people had toenail fungus. We had a listener call and say that a fella called and said that he and his wife had both dealt with that issue for a lot of years. And they heard me talking about using cornmeal on plants, and so they put it into a slurry, warmed it up for comfort, soaked their feet, and cured the toenail fungus. There are today MDs recommending people go to our website to learn about this treatment. It's real simple. It's just putting whole ground cornmeal, the more pure you can find, the better. In other words, organic if you can. We did it originally with horticultural cornmeal, which is the outside edge of the corn kernel, but it works, and it's there on dirtdoctor.com. Check it out. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc, and I'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One of the things that I'm kind of excited about, real excited about, is that Judy and I, my wife, are going to get a new bed pretty soon. You may have heard the ad for it. You will if you haven't already. It's called Savvy Rest Bed. And I'm pretty excited about teaching people about this bed. If it's anywhere near as good as I think it's going to be, it's made out of real latex layers, and you can adjust the firmness of it. It's just the only bed of its kind that's two things, that's that adjustable. If it's not exactly what you want, you can change it. You've got a period of time where, you know, it's part of the deal. And then the other thing is it's a certified organic latex, and other parts of the bed organic as well. Because of what it's made out of and how it's made, it's totally immune to bed bugs too, which is a nice little side benefit I keep seeing. In fact, I hadn't even opened it up. I was going to do that during the show. I take a magazine that I love. I recommend it. It's called Discovery Magazine. And there's an article in there about bed bugs getting to be a bigger and bigger problem. The solutions are all totally organic that work the best. We've had some people debate that, but that's true. The natural organic approach is the way to do that, from using EcoSmart pest controls to using these encasements that literally encase the bed so the bed bugs can't get in or out is the way to go. The finishing up on the visit that we'll have with Joe McFarland is currently working with kids, and he's really, really busy. He's working in a volunteer situation, but covered up, and we'll be getting him on hopefully within the next month or so to talk about these other research projects. One of the things that you need to know if you don't already, we have a nonprofit organization called the Texas Organic Research Center, and TORC is its mission statement is to collect research done by other people, which we have been doing for a while and putting it on the website, but also to do our own research, which we've also been doing for some time, mostly smaller scale kind of things, but that's going to grow with some of the commercial projects we're getting involved in all around the country. But that's where you can go. If somebody criticizes the organic program and says there's not any research, just to give you an example of what's available, Dr. Michael Amaranthus out in Oregon is the leader in the country on mycorrhizal fungus, mycorrhizae, this beneficial fungus that we talk about all the time that's part of the Thrive product that I recommend using with Garrett juice always, especially for plants that aren't doing as well as you think they should do. Well, in that category alone, mycorrhizae or mycorrhizal fungi, either way you want to say it is right, there are somewhere between 75 and 80,000 research projects and papers already on the books just on that one subject. Mike has about 8,000 himself in that category. So you can go to all kinds of places. One of the USDA places, which is kind of ironic about the fact that the USDA isn't doing the research that Joe was involved in anymore, ARS, the Agricultural Research Center Service, part of the USDA, they put out a regular publication, and I haven't been getting it lately. I don't know if they've changed how often they send it out, or from time to time you have to re-up. I'm not sure. I need to look into that. But they, in the past, and probably still do, put out a quarterly publication that covers some of the research that ARS does. And they do some great things. They have they've done research that I've included in books. They did the original research on using hairy vetch, and you might want to consider this for next season. For your summer crops. I don't know how well it would work with winter crops. It might work just as well, but the research was done with tomatoes. What they did, they had tracts of tomatoes being grown with the regular traditional approach, synthetic fertilizers and the regular way of doing things. And then right beside those rows, they had planted hairy vetch at this time of the year. And I had some emails recently about where to buy hairy vetch. Might have a tip on that. I'll try to pull out in a minute a couple of places where you might be able to buy cool season cover crop kind of things like that. But the research was to plant hairy vetch in the fall, let the hairy vetch grow during the winter, and cover the beds, the entire bed. And then in the spring, the vetch is pretty big, 18 inches, maybe as tall as 24 inches, starts to flower, attracting honeybees and doing all the good things that it does. And at that point, at the point in time when it's the time to plant the tomatoes, instead of tilling the vetch into the bed, the vetch was simply cut off and left as a mulch on the beds. And the tomatoes were planted through the mulch into the bed without any bed preparation at all, other than what was already there. But there was no fertilizer used at all, no organic or synthetic fertilizer used. And the production was dramatically greater in the vetch beds than where they used the traditional tilling the stuff into the beds and using synthetic fertilizer. So check all that out. I've got it in some of my books, and we've also got it on the website. It, I think, was done at Cornell. It was either done at Cornell or Iowa State. I think it was Cornell. But another research project that really surprises people, I have folks call all the time and say, why do gardeners and people with orchards do that silly thing, or landscaping, do that silly thing about painting the trunks of their trees white? Well, believe it or not, there's research backing up the fact that it works from a repelling insect standpoint. Again, ARS had the research in one of their publications, and I would assume that you can do a search for it. In fact, I'm sure you can. That'll bring it up. It was specifically used, a white paint was specifically used to help control aphids that attack the roots, the root flares of plants. A lot of that was because the trees were too deep in the ground. And we've got research on that as well. Exposing the root flares will eliminate a lot of insect and disease problems. But this idea of painting a white paint, you should use a non-VCO latex paint, a non-toxic paint, you know, for the health of your trees, and also for from being around non-toxic things yourself. But if you don't mind the look, that actually works. One of the other things that we talk about along those lines, there are others in this industry that recommend putting paper or some kind of material wrap around trees at planting time. It's specifically recommended on red oaks. Well, not only do I think it's a waste of time and foolish, I think it's a very negative thing. I think it actually causes insect and disease problems in some cases, because you've created an artificial situation. You've created a dark place where insects and diseases can actually get started easier. It doesn't do any good to keep borers away. It's just a silly thought, because the borers can get in above and below the wrapping and then find a habitat that's kept more moist and dark, where it's a lot easier for them to get started. One of the arguments for using the wrapping on trunks of plants, trunks of trees, is to prevent sunburn. And that is a potential problem, because a lot of trees are grown in an area where the light intensity is not as great as where the tree ends up being sold and planted. And then on the west and south sides, where the intense sun, sometimes in the winter, even the east and south sides, can get some intense heat, and some sunburn and cracking can be caused, especially on maples and certain other plants that have real thin bark. It normally happens when they've been grown in nurseries too close together and they're not as healthy as they should be. And unfortunately, that's the case a lot of times. But instead of wrapping a gauze or a cloth on the trunk of the tree to prevent sunburn, what we recommend, and you can find details of this on dirtdoctor.com. But what we recommend, rather than wrapping something, is to paint the trunk. Yeah, you can paint the white paint. What I like better, though, is to choose a paint that's a non-VCO paint that is a non-toxic latex paint that matches the bark color. Just get a chip, match the bark color, paint the trunk. Doesn't look like you've even done anything. And it functions as a wrap of sorts to keep sunburn from happening, or additional sunburn if there's been some sunburn already happening. If you have had sunburn or cracks of any kind, the first thing that we recommend is dousing it with hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is great for, you know, killing the microbes that are there, the bacteria that might be getting started. And then you don't do it anymore. You don't do hydrogen peroxide application but one time. And then you follow that with an application of what we call tree trunk goop. And in some books, I think I've shortened it to just tree goop. But what it is a mixture of three materials. It's compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth mixed together in equal amounts, third, third, third. Add water, about a third, you know, a fourth water, and then be a fourth, fourth, fourth. That would be the overall formula. And then you slather it or slop it on the injuries. It's good for mower or weed eater damage or rodent or beaver damage and that sort of thing. And if it gets washed off or rained off, it goes into the soil, and it's a good fertilizer for the plant. So it's a good thing to use no matter what. There's not a real good commercial brand of that. We need to help put that on the market. We haven't done that yet. But those ingredients are easy to buy, and it's easy to mix them a third, 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 add water, and just make your own. If you can find one, and in fact, there is one that's similar to that in the Texas area that's a mixture of those materials, you can use that, and that's fine as well. But that research, again, goes all the way back to that Cornell research on keeping insect pests away from the flare. So do we like wrappings? Nope. But we do like paint, and the paint will just grow itself off, or the tree will grow the paint off over a period of time. The trunk will slowly acclimate back to sunlight. Howard Garrett, back right after this. Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product. Citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural Cat Food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. and tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Don in Grapeland, Texas is with us. Hello, Don.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Beautiful day.
Oh, October is just absolutely always my favorite month year.
That's great. That's great. I'm planning on Monday on picking up a red maple. It's about 2.5 inches in diameter in a 10-gallon bucket and about 15 feet high, and a live oak, which is about half that size, and a Bradford pear. And I know you're not crazy about Bradford pears, but...
Yeah, they're pretty. They just don't live a long time before they start falling apart. That's all. If you use it with that understanding, that's fine.
Will it last for 20 years?
Yes.
I'm 72, so I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, you're going to live a lot longer than that.
Anyway, should I bare root those things?
Well, I would. I was going to bring that up. You've heard me talk about it, Don.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. The trees that I have bare rooted are growing better than the trees that I planted the old traditional, take them out of the bucket and rough them up a little bit and, you know, plant them in the ground. For everybody listening, information, what you do is you can either take the tree out of the container or leave it in the container and put it over in a wash tub or some kind of container of water, pour a little bit of Garrett Juice, a little bit of Thrive in there, and let it soak for an hour or more.
Okay.
Until it is thoroughly, thoroughly saturated. If you leave it in that long, the soil will pretty much fall off of the roots.
Okay.
And then you make sure carefully at first, and then you unwind those. Once the roots are thoroughly saturated, they'll be limber enough for you to unwind from being wrapped around in that container.
I'll bet they're really wrapped. after.
Yeah, and leave it in the water or totally hydrated, and so you kind of get an idea about how much root you're dealing with there, and you dig kind of a wide, shallow hole.
Right.
Or you can just stake the tree on top of the ground and then dig around and countersink those roots down into the hole. It's probably easier and better for the tree to dig a wide, very shallow hole so you can get it in and start throwing soil on those hydrated roots as soon as you possibly can.
Okay.
And when you go that route, all of that, all those roots going out that are covered with soil give a whole lot more surface area of contact, and so the tree can move around with the wind and not be any danger at all about blowing over.
Okay.
And you don't have to stake. And of course, I don't recommend wrapping or thinning out the top or anything else.
Right, right. Okay. So when you say shallow, the bucket that it's in or the pot that it's in is probably about 2 feet tall.
Yeah,
so
you probably
dig it a foot deep.
Yeah, you probably need to go not over half that depth. That's
okay.
That's exactly right, because
okay.
A lot of those roots are going down because they're in a container.
Right.
In the natural situation, they're just going to be spread more out on the surface and in
okay.
The top few inches of soil.
Okay,
it'll work real well.
That Thrive is expensive, like $42 a gallon.
Well, you don't use very much per gallon.
Yeah.
You can mix just a little bit in with your Garrett juice. You know, it's one of those things, a little goes a long way.
Gotcha.
The recommendations on the label are fairly heavy. If you cut that in half, you'll still get a great, great benefit from it.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Ron in Salina, Texas, actually. What's going on, Ron?
Hello, Howard. Hello, Howard.
Yes, sir. Are
Hello.
You there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, let me put you on hold. That's pretty noisy there. Talk to him, Kevin, and see if we can do something about that sound. I'll get back with him in a minute. One thing I wanted to tell everybody about my guest from the previous hour that I mentioned that has the book on animals, and it's really good. One of the animals we talked about specifically was the Canada goose, and we talked about beavers, and we talked about squirrels, which, as if you've listened to me, you know, is one of my biggest biggest pests. But he's got some really good ideas, and that book is again called Creature Comfort Book, and it's available from his website, which is creaturecomfortbook.com, or you can go to Amazon, either one. It's a book, if you're into animals at all or if you have animal problems, anything related, I'd recommend you give a read. Let's see if Ron's back and we can hear him. Ron, you there?
Howdy, Howard.
Yeah, that's great. Way to go.
All right, wonderful. Hey, Howard, I called you a couple months back about some distressed crepe myrtles that I planted,
uh-huh.
And one of the trees died, but it's sending up a lot of suckers. So I'm curious, can I transplant those suckers?
Well, if the sucker is coming off of the base of the plant, you can't move that sucker off without putting it in some potting soil and propagating. It'd be like a cutting. If it still has, if it has any roots connected to it, yes, you could just transplant it. But
okay.
The suckers, you see what I mean? If they're growing, just suckering up off of the old base, the old root system, you'd have to move that root system for that top to not bat an eye and go on. But if you make a cutting on the top of the tree or a sucker coming out of the ground, put it in organic potting soil,
uh-huh.
A little saliva on the cut, and it might root for you right away.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give it a try.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah, it's the best rooting hormone, believe it or not, is to spit on it. A little saliva. If it's not a toxic plant, you can stick the cuttings in your mouth or just put a little saliva on there, and it works better than any of the store-bought rooting hormones you can get. Well, I enjoyed being with you. That website, again, is dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And enjoy this great weather, and I'll talk to you later.